It's US 99.5, the man sitting next to me in my top three, and apparently I not only got him out of bed, but he didn't sleep at all tonight, and I am the least favorite person you want to see right now.
No, not the case, man, not the case.
I get more?
I'm good to see you, bud. I never sleep on the bus, so it is what it is.
Where were you last night?
We left from Nashville last night.
Oh.
We left about 1 a.m, and okay. It was I just can't sleep, man. I get on that bus, and I can't do it.
So you're going to nap today, you're going to do 3 workouts, and then you'll be on stage.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
Folks don't know that Kip Moore is a workout fiend, right?
No, I'm not. I mean, I work out once a day.
Is today a legs day? Are you doing cardio?
I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Oh, okay, good. You just kind of go with the flow?
Yeah.
Well, we were backstage at Chicago Theater when we were putting together 11 superstars on one stage in one night. Kip Moore comes to the top of the list. You know we love you in Chicago.
I love it here, man. You know, we just played here, I guess, 2 weeks ago?
Two sold-out shows, braggart.
3 weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
Man, it was just
bar.
It was a blast, man. I love this city.
The thing I love is that I didn't see the show, but I love seeing the video where you're doing like Dirt Road or you're doing Running For You from Wild Ones.
Yeah.
And you already have the fans and they already have it where they're just singing back to you every word. And the album only came out a couple.
Yeah, I mean, like this whole tour, everywhere we've been, Chicago, Cleveland, and Boston, you know, they know every single word. The whole record feels like I've had this massive hit record that's had all these number ones for years. The way they're singing them, it's a cool thing, man. It's a special thing that I feel like we have with our fans.
I want to know how the song Lipstick came about, unless it was on the night of the bus and you're like, where are all the cities that I love? And I'm going to give city name shout outs. Because especially your vocals are spectacular on
this
album.
I appreciate that.
And when you do a little shout out, I mean, you're going up there for it. I'm like, yeah, he said Chicago.
You know, that was one of those things where I was like, I'm about to show people how I can get down right quick. That was a fun tune to write, and that was just a thing where we got to talking about that day in the writing process of just, you know, all of us have people we care about, and that's what you're thinking about. You're loving what you're doing, you're having a blast, but you're passing all these cities, and you're just thinking about when you get to get back to the city that you want to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that, I feel like that can have meaning for so many different people.
So many different
people. Injecting it into their own lives.
Yes, exactly.
That's why we love Kip Moore. Yeah. So it was Halloween a couple weeks ago. Did you go out? What did you dress up as?
I did, man. I had a show, man.
No. That's not acceptable.
I had a show.
Wouldn't you do a show in costume?
No, man. I can't do that, man. I can't, man.
Can you remember the last costume party you went to?
Yeah. I mean, I think about 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, 3 years ago, I went as Johnny from The Karate Kid. I did Johnny. That was the last time I dressed up.
Did you have the bandana?
I did. Heck yeah, I had the bandana.
And you had the whole thing?
I even got in a few fights just to prove that I was fully in. No, I didn't get any fights, but I was all out Johnny that whole night.
How many times did friends say, can you just do the pose? Do the crane.
I can do the crane.
You can do
sure.
The crane?
I can do the crane for sure. Man. I could do a little karate. I could pull off Johnny.
So when you get all 11 stars on one stage tonight, is it just going to be a big buddy fest? You're like, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. What are you up to? Or is it all business focused, knowing what you're doing?
I think it'll be a lot of both. I think that we'll definitely have a good time up there, and there'll be a lot of joking and ribbing each other. But we're all excited to be here. It's such a cool thing to be a part of. So, I mean, it'll be a good time, man. I have a good time, but I always take what I do. I take my craft serious. So, I mean, I'll definitely be trying to put on a good show.
Yeah, there's no smiling. There's no fun at a Kip Moore show.
Yeah, right.
We have seen you 4 times in Chicago this year. Have you thought about getting a studio apartment?
I honestly,
4 times.
I told
Lake Shake, 2 sold-outs, and tonight.
I told my manager, I said, you know, you can't. This was a serious conversation. I said, you can't do this to me, man, because I this is one of my favorite places to play. It's one of my best markets, and they're going to get tired of seeing me if you book me here.
Oh,
too
my God,
much.
We are so tired of
but
seeing
I mean, like,
you.
But, I mean, like, that's the case. You know what I mean? If you play one place too much, like, people will get kind of burnt out on it. So I said, don't do that to me again, man. We got it. Chicago is a one time a year, 2 times a year at the most thing.
All right. Anything you want to say to your fans listening?
Oh man, they already know, man. They already know how I feel about them, and I'm so grateful they've stuck with me through the journey and the long lull between the two records.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you this personally. I truly believe it. Wild One's the new album. I think it is a masterpiece.
Thank you.
And if folks haven't bought it yet, they should do that today, or
they
else
should.
They're crazy.
They should go get the whole thing.
And we're gonna see you on stage tonight.
Can't
Kit
wait.
Moore with US 99.5.